Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. You know, Evan, I'm just watching, man, mm-hmm. as a swath of a 2,000-mile winter storm that's impacting 35 states, man, and just wreaking havoc, and we missed it.
What is that all about? Here, we're all ready for it, you know?
A 2,000-mile winter storm.
Hey, there's time. It'll make its way over.
160 million people in the path of it, and it missed us.
Count our blessings. Hey.
Well, maybe there's something to be encouraged about.
Maybe.
Let's go to the phone lines, man. Who do we have on the line first?
First up, we have Robert from West Dallas.
Hey, Robert, how you doing, my friend? It's always good to hear from you. You always encourage me, but go ahead, man.
Okay. I think this happens in Wisconsin because, you know, we're the testing ground. And my facts could be wrong, but I believe the Republican Party was started here. So, you know, we have a lot of groups like ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council. You know, they formulate these plans, and then, you know, they test them. Wisconsin's one of the testing grounds. We saw that with Act 10. And then if it's successful, then they roll out the same blueprint across the country. So, I mean, even with some of the abortion stuff, we're seeing that state after state after state are taking voting rights away. You ever wonder how quickly this happens in all these states? Well, it's a coordinated plan. These people have an intent.
And Robert, you were spot on. Ripping Wisconsin, believe it or not. Ripping Wisconsin in 1854.
Yeah, and, you know, here's the other thing that's interesting is the people outside of Milwaukee, you know, Milwaukee's the economic engine of the state, and they bend over backwards to figure out how to take resources away, whether it's a residency requirement. So the favorite talking point right now is, oh, the kids don't read at grade level, right?
But
they don't really talk about how they pull all the dollars out of the community and send it to the suburbs. They don't really talk about how a lot of the students, you know, in Milwaukee, a lot of them end up moving. You know, look at the history of Milwaukee with eviction. It was a point where, like, if a mom had an issue with a boyfriend or a husband, they used to fine the landlord. And then after getting fined, like if the police came, they would evict the people, you know, and their children. So, go ahead.
So Robert, part of my frustration is I've lived in this place my entire life. And, and so I've seen it just over and over and over. And I was really felt good that the generation was changing and that the folk like, what's the wacko guy we got as a congressman?
Rojo?
No, that's a senator.
Oh, yes.
I'm talking about, what's the guy's name? He was
Voss.
What'd you say his name is?
Voss.
No, not Voss, man. Voss is, I'm talking about a U.S. congressperson. These older guys that have been around for a long time, and I wanted to see them move because of their archaic views on the state level and racist views. And I thought that maybe once they left, younger people would come in with different views and different ideas. And maybe where my real frustration is that they've been replaced with younger people who have the same archaic views that the people that they replace have.
So you're talking about Fitzgerald, maybe?
Or McCarthy? Fitzgerald?
Oh, okay.
No. Well, the guy always, he reminded me of Barney Rubble of the Flintstones. I forgot the guy's name, but
are you talking way back?
Who?
Are you talking way back when?
No, man, he's a congressman right now, man.
They all remind me of Barney.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, man, you just have these people who just the way of thinking just does not lend itself to trying to make things better for everybody. You know,
right. And if I could just
always trying to tear things down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And basically, it's interesting. You know, we're supposed to be concerned that they're worried about reading at grade level, but they're not willing to fix the lead pipes. Remember that? So yeah, it's pretty funny. These guys light the house on fire, and then they're like, hey, the house is burning. Well, no kidding. You put it in motion.
And I listen to conservative talk, and maybe that's why I'm so frustrated, because you keep hearing this stuff, and you start saying, man, these people don't have any compassion. They don't have any hearts. They're supported by somebody. They don't get to office unless somebody voted to send them there. So that's where my frustrations lie, my friend. But it's always good to know that there are folk like you on the other side. Thank you very much for the call. Who do we have up next, Evan?
Up next, we've got Terry from the North Woods.
Hey, Terry, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
I think you're thinking of Earl, that Barney Rebel rascal, Glenn Grossman.
Glenn Grossman.
There
yeah.
it is.
So I didn't even have to tell you. You already knew who he was.
Yeah, he's same age as me. I'm 66. You're behind your old. Your class is 72.
Yeah,
me and Grossman
but
are same age.
But Glenn Grossman, the fact that Glenn Grossman made it to Congress by itself is unnerving, right? I mean, he hasn't always been the sharpest guy. And yet they send him to Congress. And the people in the Congress are wondering, are all the people from Wisconsin like him?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. Earl, we have a despicable delegation. You know, three Democrats, five Republicans. The five Republicans are about as bad as you can get.
Yeah.
I don't know that you could find five rascals any worse than those. They're horrendous. They're horrendous.
But
I'm represented by Tiffany up here.
Mm-hmm.
But does it frustrate you? Does it frustrate you that with all the things that we should be working on, or that they should be working on, that they come up with some crazy, crazy ideas that, you know, just aren't going to make much difference in addressing the real issues that impact and affect us?
Make it far, far worse.
Yeah. That's what gets me. Thank you very much for the call, my friend. I really appreciate it. He got him. Glenn Grossman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. Only one Glenn Grossman, man. Who do we have on the line, Evan?
And he's been very patient. Dick from Madison. Thank you.
Hey, Dick, man. What's going on, man? You know, I'm starting to get... Are you losing faith, Dick?
Yeah, I am. And I'll tell you what. You brought so many things up tonight, Earl, I don't even know where to go. But with the storm we're talking about, too, that started, you know, I saw massive snow in Oklahoma City. They don't get that kind of snow. Texas, 50, 60,000 people without power again. I predict right now that Ted Cruz is going to go on vacation.
Oh, he's already tweeting about it. He is already making fun of the situation by complaining about how expensive plane tickets to Cancun are. That dude is a monster.
What an absolute ass. You're kidding me.
That is real. That is real.
Well, earlier in the show, you brought up the family being broken up.
Right.
That incensed me. This is the party. They should just call themselves the birth party. Once you're born, that's the end of it. And then further with them, I'm way out there, I know, with my thinking. I honestly think that people in prison should be able to vote. Most of them are more well-read than people on the outside.
Yeah, there have been studies. People that, you know, show that civil disobedience, that have a hard time following the rules, are often extremely creative, extremely intelligent people.
You know, Dick. We get to a point where, you know, Karl Rove today is admonishing President Biden a little bit because the ISIS guy was taken out. And instead of Karl Rove saying, well, you know, sticking together, he had to bring up, well, that's the same guy who didn't want to support, you know, taking out Osama bin Laden. And it's just more and more and more of the same.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's no way that there's ever going to be a coming together.
You brought up just an absolute litany of things, and I can't even keep up to them, that frustrate the living you-know-what out of me. I mean, it's like, come on. We've got way bigger fish to fry than what we're talking about now.
But it's exactly what they rely on. That chaos that they create gives them all
exactly
the room in the world that they need to just line their own pockets, help out their buddies, set it up for next year to make life easier for themselves.
I know,
but
guys, here's what frustrates me the most. We see them and we know what they are. We know who and what they are. We know what's behind them. But they've got so many people who agree with them.
No more than we have that agree with us, you know?
Well, but they're winning.
That they are.
They're winning because they seem to have the most money behind them.
Well, and gerrymandered maps. I mean, they love cheating.
The gerrymandered maps. Come on.
Okay, let me ask the two of you, as we move into this election cycle, do either one of you think that the Republicans aren't going to regain the Congress?
I believe they will.
I
think it's going to be very, very tight. I don't think it's going to be a complete washout, but they need to gain less seats than we need to gain.
Do you think they're going to regain the Congress?
I do.
Okay, so do you
Here's
think
where
it's
I'm
a good
at.
Chance?
Think,
you said what, Dick?
I think there's a good chance they won't, and here's why. This thing with the I'm going to try and tie it in real quick. I know you
got
to go.
We got about 45 seconds.
The situation going on with January 6th, things have been sat on here, I think, purposely.
Oh, yeah.
And which I think is brilliant. Because most people's mind is about the attention span of a gnat on this stuff. And I think they're sitting on this purposely to really have a powder keg of stuff. They're sitting on their ammunition, and it's coming out in just huge amounts, and it could turn something. We could have a summer like when I was a kid with Watergate.
I mean, part of this recipe is just keeping criminals from running for office. You know, if we can establish that and prevent some of these people, these monsters, from subverting democracy, we might stand a chance.
Hey, Dick, man, thank you very much as always. We got to go to a break. Phone lines are open, 844-967-2789. Somebody cheer me up. I'll be right back.
Keep me searching for